Now, we've still got a good contest on our hands here at Cramer Street Oval. The three-quarter time scoreline reads Northern Bulllands 13-4-82, leading by 19 points over the Borough, who hit back in that third term. They're 9-9-63. Tristan Fernando, Kane Pollard, Eddie Sadler and Nick Nikolovsky bring you all the action live from NAB Oval. And I'll hand it over to Kane Pollard for the call of the final term.
What's that?
The wind's drop heaps.
Okay, Brett Ritchie bounced down. DeLuca couldn't win it out. Mitch Robinson goes flying in, trying to get it out there for the Borough. Is McMahon once again at the bottom of the pack. Robinson couldn't do it. The umpire has to bounce it. It's an interesting time of play. Can Port Melbourne get back in the game with some quick early goals and increased pressure? Bounce down. No one wins it out. Grimmer gets taken down pretty strongly there by a couple of Northern Bulllands opponents. One of them, Richard Hadley. And
interesting, he's put DeLuca out there and Fanny's in the forward line, Kane.
Just changing it up a bit, trying to get DeLuca into the game. As I said, he's had a pretty disappointing second and third quarters. Pinwell gets it out to Baird. Pinwell's been called for a throw. He's having a dirty day of the umpires today, is Toby Pinwell. The free kick's going to go the way of Zach Vansittart. So in true centre position here at Cramer Street, Vansittart just set sail long using the wind. Coming up to meet it there was Saddington. He couldn't mark. Strong tackle on Dalton. Boundy's there. Trying to break through from Hassett. Good work there by Hassett. Applies the tackle. How's the umpire going to see it? No, he's going to bounce it. I would have thought Boundy had a chance to try and tap it out there, but he didn't take it. Hassett just climbed on for the ride. The ball's to be bounced. 15 metres out from the Northern Bulllands goal. Oh, that's a terrible bounce. Can that be recalled? No, play on.
Only Fleming gets this can be recalled.
Oh, okay. Well, Fleming gets pushed there. A little bit lucky because his kick put Pinwell under some pressure. But now he's got it and will clear defensive 50.
Yeah, good lead by Fanning here.
It's been called to play on now. Pinwell, his kick holds up in the breeze. Coming across there, McMahon couldn't mark. There, Gian Fagner, he couldn't keep it in. And the ball's going to be thrown in. So 60 metres around now from the Bulllands goal.
Just need to play it smart here, Portman. Just be more composed. Don't go for that big long kick. Just try to chip the ball around and work their way to the forward line.
With a move, Matthew Smith back in defence as Gary is. Hampson taps it down. Grimmer couldn't get it out. Strong tackle, though. It's been a feature of today's game. Plenty of physical pressure. That time, Bentley on Grimmer. The ruckman go at it again. DeLuca's getting out pointed here for body strength. Just pushes Hampson. Taps it out there, Hadley. Can he get it out to his teammate there, McCorkle? He receives it. The 1-2 back towards Hadley and also Robinson. He did well, Mitch Robinson. Oh, his blazing shot at goal goes flying across the face nearly as fast as he runs. And the ball's bounced and will be thrown in. We've gone nearly 2 minutes here of the final quarter. It's still Port Melbourne trailing by 19 points.
It's probably the only one thing you can work on, just his skill level, Kane. Everything else is very good.
He's one of the most enthusiastic footballers going around, isn't he, Nick?
The most.
He needs to take time to actually think.
So Hampson caught behind, got the tap down. Ball sharked out of the contest here by Saddington. Saddington, flying shot on goal, fades away to the left and through for one behind. So the margin now 20 points in favour of the Bulllands. 2.5 minutes gone in this final term. KC Radio 97.7 FM Anzac Day football.
Every option's covered here.
They struggled throughout the whole
day.
They'll
have to
doing
play this on, McGrath. No, Lex to go short to the back pocket and find Smith.
If they keep manning up here, they're going one-on-one, the Northern Bulllands.
Smith kicks short at a man in space in Fleming, just outside of his defensive goal square. He kicks short, found Dalton. Now they might be able to find space. Dalton goes back to Fleming. Fleming tucks the ball under his arm and kicks to the outer side in the direction of Hassett,
Mark,
who does well, stretching.
Running back with the flight of the footy as well.
Taking a good grab on the Cramer's Hotel wing side.
Showed some experience there, Robbins. Just shepherded off his opponent and called Hassett through to take the mark.
Kicks a wobbly one. Fanning got his mitt to the footy. Couldn't take the grab, though. Storming through for the Bulllands. Hartlett didn't look ahead, though. Blazed away. The only man at home was Baird, and Baird took a comfortable mark on his half-back line.
This is a crucial kick here.
Chance to reload now. They've got to do it with some purpose. Brewer, that kick's a shocker.
Oi! Oh. The Hampson.
Hampson spilt the mark, allowed a few Port Melbourne players in on the contest. Scapone got his head over the football. He's set upon by a few Bulllands players. Ball playing pinball in the air.
Bonadio
somehow picked out a free kick.
No, it wasn't somehow. Bonadio picked up his opponent and threw him to the ground.
And free kick to go the way of John Funya for the Bulllands.
Well, he moves it on quickly. Finds Allard. Allard spins around and kicks it inside forward 50. Coming out there, Saddington. Yaron's at the foot of the ball, can't pick it up. Coming through, Fleming couldn't break the tackle. His hand pass found DeLuca. who now uses Baird. Out towards Dwyer. So it's Dillon. His hand pass sets McMahon and Pinwell a task. Coming through Hadley. He breaks one tackle and gets a hand pass on now to Bentley. From 60 metres out, Bentley sets sail for home and is at the sealer. The first goal of the last quarter going the way of the Northern Bull Ants. And Bentley slots home his second.
Yeah, good goal there by Bentley. And as I said, a really important goal. They really need just to steady things up and to get some momentum into this last quarter, because we were worried at three-quarter time that Port Melbourne might have the capacity to overrun the Bull Ants. But if they're going to keep up this level of footy, the Bull Ants, it's going to be a bit of a task for Port Melbourne.
Northern Bull Ants, 14-5-89. Port Melbourne, 9-9-63. Nico?
50-50 here. Bonadio just doing a stupid thing. He's given up a goal there, Bonadio.
Yep.
He may not know it, but he has.
So Luca got the tap only in the direction of Bentley. He laid off a handball to Hadley. He kicks out wide and finds McCorkle. Good running, though, by Hadley. Look to try and receive the handball. Handball was an errant run. Errant one. Hassett won the footy back for Port Melbourne. Chance now for Dillon. True centre wing position, kicks down the line in the direction of Scapponi. Iacobucci had the strength, did well.
Oh,
in the direction of Brown, he was caught too high.
Should be reported for that.
Oh, you have to go for that, wouldn't he?
Careless.
That was
bump.
A clear report.
Was a careless bump. Umpire just awarded the free kick. Might come under closer scrutiny.
Now, if that player hadn't have got up and looked like he was knocked out for the next week, he would have been reported.
So Brown, for the Bull Ants, kicks long towards half forward and Boundy. He couldn't take the mark. McGrath now with the football for the Borough. Takes a bounce. Can take another one if he wants. Lex to kick short, though, in the direction of Fanning. Kick wasn't a good one. Hartlett spilt the mark. Probably should have been able to take that in the end. Chance for the hamster. Goes inboard to Boundy. Stood up in a good tackle. Lays off a handball now to John Funya. He was spun around. Managed to get his left foot. Kick
no
on
way.
Goal, Andre John Funya.
That's one area, though, I
by
thought
a narrow Tristan, margin.
Sorry to butt in there. But, Northern Bullands pressure from out of just from in their forward line has been really impressive.
Why wasn't that holding the football against Gene Fagner? He got spun in the tackle.
Seemed like he did go that 360.
Well, talking of free kicks, here's one going the way of Northern Bullands. Ciliano took the kick in and then kicked it out of bounds. 70 metres around from the Northern Bullands goal. I can't even see who's got it, so I'm going back to Tristan Fernandez.
Your man, Boundy
with the ball in his hands. Tied up against...
He could go
in fact,
way,
he's against the fence... One fan
getting
right behind
advice.
Him, giving him a bit of advice.
To say, aim to the left-hand goalpost and the ball just swinging with the breeze.
Boundy, thumping kick of the football. Ball travels 55 metres. It only needed to travel 57. Ball off hands, three for one behind.
Allard coming on there to replace Bentley.
Yes, Nick. Eddie, it always works a little bit better when you've got your microphone turned on.
That's something I've learned
beautiful
with experience,
work by yourself, mate. Scores around the grounds. I didn't mean that in a smart way. I was just joking about that matter. Scores around the grounds. Box Hill 11-9-75. Coburg 9-4-58. And in the Anzac Day clash at the G. Essendon 9-12-66. Leading the Pies 7-8-50 at the 22nd minute mark of the third term.
The breeze hasn't held up. The breeze is still blowing its off at the moment. Because seriously, that ball's holding up very hard for the Port Melbourne to get a true read on the play. Am I calling? I guess I am. Robbins, who should have been reported earlier, but wasn't. His hand passed back to Brewer, now to Baird.
Oh,
that's a shank. But he kicked it into space. Chris Kane, 2-on-1. Vansittart comes and attacks him. His kick has been cut off. He picked the only Northern Bullands player out of four Port Melbourne players, and it was Gian Fagner. His kick was centimetre perfect and found Fisher. He's probably not too far out the score. Boundy's told him to go back and have a shot.
Why is the crowd yelling for?
Saddington led...
Yaron.
Spiteri led from the goal square.
Well, so did Yaron. He led to the pocket. Why would you kick it to the player in the pocket?
So Fisher, to extend the margin even further here for the Bullets. So it gets up and under it. Lucky to make the distance. The breeze blows it through. And the Bullets go to 14-8-92. In front of Port Melbourne, 9-9-63. You're tuned into the final quarter of Anzac Day Saturday, KC Radio 97.7 FM.
So the margin, 28 points. Port Melbourne struggling to make inroads. Kick in came short, found Baird.
I think the wind swung a little bit looking at that massive Australia flag over there on that building, the hospital out there.
Kane, if you're using that...
Baird down the line, DeLuca flew high, couldn't take the grab. Scapponi grabbed the football. He was wrapped up, though. And couldn't get the footy out, so the umpire will be forced to bounce half back for the Borough.
It's not that far.
Kane, you know where that is? I know this area.
Yeah.
That's probably about 3 k's away.
Yeah, but you can still tell the breeze has changed its direction slightly.
So bounce down 70 metres out from goal while those two continue their quarrel. Umpire's picked out a free kick. That's I heard a whistle.
Yeah, I know.
Umpire now calls play on. Ball going the Burrows way. Pinball. Well. Got the handball off to Baird. Sold him into a bit of trouble. Baird good enough to get the ball to boot. Kick went short in the direction of Scapponi. He once again was wrapped up. Bunch of players dive in on top of him.
It's on.
The umpire will be called to bounce.
Yeah, that's Scapponi going in there pretty hard.
I think you found a problem to Melbourne's violence, Nick. Have hotels in hospitals. So if something does happen, you've got the doctors and everyone right there to attend to
it. Wow.
And now the umpire.
Great idea. That's a good idea. Maybe you should bring that up with Brumby.
I'd be safer, wouldn't I?
Awarded a free kick the way of the Burrow, but a turnover at half back. Good play by Hartlett. Underground kick found Mitch Robinson. Oh. He waited for Bonadio.
How did he get rid of that?
I don't know, Nick Nikolovsky. I don't know. Mullins went by hand to Robbins. Robbins ducks away his heart. Fans at heart. Great tackle.
Football.
Holding the ball.
Selfish. He had three players break for him there in space, Robbins. Did a little pirouette. Looked good, and then got run down from behind with no awareness. That disappointing football. That was their chance. The kick to Mark Austin set him a task, though. Coming through Scapponi, and also, oh, just kicking it towards the boundary line there was Bannister. He didn't even look up. Has to be deliberate, and the umpire said no, we'll just throw it in.
Greg Bentley coming onto the ground for the Northern Bullands.
Gee whiz, that was disappointing play there by David Robbins. But lucky it wasn't a costly turnover. The ball's still inside 50. Fanning taps it down. Coming through Scapponi. Gets set upon by three Bullants. Ridden into the ground. Why wasn't that in the back? If it wasn't holding the footy, they've driven him into the ground.
He's been good.
Fans
are tart and
power. Yeah, he's doing well for the top-up player, the 19-year-old.
He's trying very hard.
He's got a big body as well. Showing some of the leaders of the club how to go about it. Power wins a tap-out. Favours Scalano, but he's bumped off it. Allows Brewer to come through. Dillon, the 1-2 back to Brewer. Players break from inside forward 50. Kick too far for Ciliano. 3-on-1. The kick around the body by Ciliano. Got closer to the Preston markets and it did the goal. And it's gone out of bounds on the full.
So, relieving free kick to be taken by Hartlett. Now, 15 metres around from his right behind post. Kramer's Hotel side of the ground.
He's got a booming kick, Hartlett.
Launches a long kick up towards centre wing. DeLuca let the ball slip through his fingers. Down at ground level 4, the Burrow was Fleming. He went short, found Brewer. Went by hand to McGrath. McGrath a chance to launch an attack inside 50. Ball kicked to the advantage of Bonadio. Tried to edge Hartlett under the football. Did cleverly. Got the football on by hand to Robbins. Robbins took too long. Eventually dribbled the ball. It went through for one behind.
Dirty day for David Robbins continues.
Some of those experienced players haven't taken any ownership today, Kane.
No, they've had plenty of opportunity. Allard received a kick in and finds Robertson on the half-back line now. His kick further afield sets Power a task coming up to meet at their boundary. The ball bowls him over. And also Fleming, the ball to be thrown in. On centre wing side here, outer side of Kramer Street. Dark conditions now, getting late in the afternoon.
Robin's coming off for a spell as well, Kane.
Oh, well. Could be a long earned spell. He wasn't very good last weekend, David Robbins.
And he's been Bo Nixon replacing him, sorry, Kane.
And he's been ineffective again this afternoon. I think Robbins, the way he played that ball, that play earlier inside forward 50, he just might need some time in the reserves just to sum things up there, David Robbins, because he's a classy footballer, one of the premier midfielders when he's at his best.
It's a big call, Kane.
And his best has been far away in 2009. Just hope football hasn't passed David Robbins. I could be writing him off too early, but we'll see how he goes throughout the season. Baird gets the clearance, but it's been cut off once again by the Bullants. Look at the numbers of the Bullants around the footy. They run in support. The kick across the ground to Gian Fagner takes the mark in front of Kane. They continue the break here for him. Hartlett's doing the long yards. Where's Bonadio? Nowhere to be found. He's running him off his feet here, Hartlett. The sweeping hand pass. He can kick it 100 metres sometimes. That hand pass went 30 to a 3-on-1 contest. Great effort there by Yaron. Hartlett butters up. Gets the hand pass. It's been a free kick called, though. Got in the way of Chris Yaron. Congratulations, young fella. He's shown some defensive skills here this afternoon. Could nearly label him better than Aaron Davies. I've been that impressed by him in his first game in the VFL we've seen of him. So his kick founds Power, starting to get his hands on the footy as well. Long inside forward 50. Out comes Boundy, he won't get to the contest. Fleming goes with one hand. McCorkle's gone quiet in the second half. His kick inboard, can they take the mark? Yes, they can. Austin, out position Dalton, he should have done better there. And what's that for?
He reckons he dumped him after he took the mark.
Oh my. Jake Spiteri it is actually. And he goes in and kicks the goal.
It's laughable.
There we go, Bullants 15-8-98, 34 points in front of Port Melbourne, 9-10-64, back to their highest margin of the game.
Jake Spiteri chiming in with a goal there, his first for the game, and good to see Jared McCorkle there. Hasn't had much of it in the second half, but using it well to set up a goal.
He's not sure if you saw him there, or just a great instinctive play kicking it back in. A few players would have blazed away 30, 40 points in front. I would be one of those, going for goal rather than doing the team thing.
But Jared Dalton should have done a lot better in that marking contest there. Got to make sure he gets his fist to the footy.
Well, he did better. He took him down and then he gave away 50 metres.
Well, he fell over, didn't he?
So it's the Bullants in control at the 12-minute mark of this final term. Burrow a chance to launch a forward foray through Siciliano. He went by handball to Pinwell. Pinwell turns around, kicks in the direction of Bonadio. Always had the edge on his opponent, Austin, that time. And took a strong grab, 40 metres out from goal.
Go back and have a shot.
Oh, looking to lay off, got under that one. It's a dinky little kick, but it's an awful one. And Yakabuchi takes a good mark for the Bullants.
Mullins got pushed into that contest then, given no chance at a mark and no free kick.
Kicks across goal to McCorkle. McCorkle tried to be clever to Hadley. Hadley waited for the footy. Kane chopped it off. McGrath now for the Burrow. Kicks the ball to the hotspot. Bonadio will fly from behind. Can't get the hands to the footy. Chance now for the Bullants through Spatiri. He goes back to his younger teammate there in power. We haven't seen much of him this afternoon, but what we have has been impressive enough. Coming through strongly for the Burrow is Dwyer. Dwyer lays off the handball to his teammate Scapone. Scapone, left foot snap on goal. Just sneaks through for one behind. So they narrow the margin, albeit very slightly. Margin now back to 33 points. 13 minutes gone, final term. KC Radio 97.7 FM footy.
Just we spoke about Mullins. I'm not sure if he's struggling there. He's nowhere near the contest, Kane. Bonadio doing all the work, getting up there. The ball fumbles down. He was nowhere near it, Mullins.
The long kick in there from the Bullants goes all the way to centre-half back. Off hands, no mark paid. The numbers will win out here for the Burrow. Good work there by Matthew Smith to Dylan. He gets pushed as his kick. It should be kicked down. Phil Scapone flies high and takes a good mark. Nick's been impressed with his second half. Really starting to get himself into the game. The 23rd man here this afternoon, Josh Scapone. His best friend's Tony Soprano. Kicks inside forward 50. Flying high there was Bonadio. Gets angry. Gets the mouth guard out. Turns around and starts yelling at the umpire. Where's his free kick? It wasn't there. And that's another behind there for Port Melbourne. They go to 9-12. Trailing the Bullants 15-8. Take it away.
Not many highlights. Scapone, definitely one highlight for the Port team.
Yeah, something to build on there for sure. He's had a go for four quarters.
McCorkle, the man with the ball in his hands. Kicking short. Went over the head of Yakabuchi. Manages to keep the ball within the field of play. Went by hand to Morgan. Now they're away, the Bullants. Running through half-back is Allard. Allard kicks long now. Up towards half-forward. Open spaces. Smith backing back for the Burrow. Punched away cleverly. Hassett, the fall of the ball, did well. Kick over the head of his opponent, over his teammate there in Dylan on centre wing. Did
Shepherd.
Enough, though, to win the footy back for the Burrow. Kick came inside 50. Front position, Scapone that time. Got his hands to the footy, couldn't grab. Good defensive work by McCorkle. Ball spills in the direction of Baird. Baird, up and under, kick in the direction of Fanning. He couldn't take the grab. Mullins a chance for the Burrow. His head was almost ripped off, but I think he ducked it. Umpire
he
said
ducked.
Play on. Kane now a chance. Chris Kane, 40 metres out from goal. Shot drifts away at the dying second. They needed that one if they were to still be a sniff.
They're not doing the team things at the moment.
Apply Shepherd. Shepherd up here, Kane. There were three players, Baird just running past rather than going for the Shepherd, just doing the easy things.
Margin now down to only 31 points. 16-minute mark, final term.
Ball gets held in the air by Yakabuchi and then fakes it. Kicks at the banister, sets him a task. He did well picking up off his shoelaces, but his kick out of defence wasn't any good. Kane to the wire, to Siciliano, off one step. He should have done better, had plenty more time. The ball's going to bounce in front of Bonadio. Good work there to keep the ball alive. Coming through now, McCorkle. He goes back to Yakabuchi, along the boundary line, working well here for the Bullants. Coming off that last line of defence there was Austin. His kick further afield to his namesake there, Sean Austin. He couldn't mark. The numbers with the Burrow. Baird goes back to Smith. Through traffic nicely. Back to Baird. He's in two minds. So he handballs it out to McGrath. Pinwell's on in the centre if they can get it to him. Coming off the line now is Brewer. He'll go further than that looking for Chris Kane and Mitch Robertson. Robertson didn't look at the footy. Allowed Chris Kane to mark. Inside forward 50. Fanning was never going to mark it. Mullins goes down once again. His second effort's great. That's a great tackle. Umpire. That's holding the footy. Oh! Reward that! He tried to take him on there, Bannister, and he couldn't get away. Oh, you just have to reward that. Bounce down, 31 points the margin. The ball bounces away from Fanning, back to Kane. Under some pressure, looking for Dwyer, he takes the mark on his chest. He'll be too far out to score. Dwyer looking to get it off. On the lead there's Capone. He's taking another mark inside forward 50. Well, when they have a shower at the dwellings here at Cramer Street, you can hold your head high, Josh. You've battled hard. Top it off with a goal and reduce the margin to 25 points. Fannis is coming off and Mitch Robertson's coming off.
Just there, Mitch, just not showing his experience there. Mitch Robertson just held his space there, just held onto the player rather than trying to punch the ball and just miss the play altogether.
But he took his eyes off the football. That was the start. Scafoni plays it away and misses. So that's his second point, young Josh. And the margin now is 30 points. Tristan.
Hadley and Hartlett coming onto the ground for the Northern Bullands late in this term.
So five straight goals is what the Borough needs to tie this contest. Doesn't look likely at this stage.
Still can't believe that wasn't holding the ball, the Mullins.
Well, can you really not believe it, Kane?
You've got to pay
some of the decisions today.
17-minute mark of this final term. Kick-in comes in long in the direction of Hampson. He can't take the grab. Chance now for the Borough. Getting into trouble with Siciliano. Gave his opponent there in Allard a chance. Kick down the line, went in the direction of Jared Bannister. Jared Bannister, ball punched away from him by Smith. Watching the ball over the boundary line. Out for a throw-in was Austin.
You just wonder what it is, isn't it? Last weekend they had Heath Scotland and Carrazzo pick up 90 or 83 possessions between them and they lost to Box Hill. This afternoon it's been an even 22-player effort by the Bullants.
Definitely.
And they're in front by a team that played in the grand final last year. Port Melbourne came here as favourites this afternoon and Bullants are going to go home the victors on Anzac Day weekend. Big win for the Preston Football Club.
That it is, Kano. Bounce down, attacking side of centre wing for the Bullants. Tip-top Toby tries to burst his way through. That time up by Dennison, said old in the football. Dennison doesn't believe in it. Yaron, short kick, found Bentley. Bentley, I've liked his game. Bentley, as soon as I gave him the wrap, his kick was smothered by Kane.
Not quite as smooth as the car, though, eh?
And the ball went over the boundary line and out for a throw-in between wing and half forward for the Bullants. So, ball spinning back into play. Fanning. In fact, it was McLaren. Nudged his opponent cleverly under the ball. Ball out now for Borough. Mullins looks to guide the ball in front of himself. He was warned closely by Anderson. Can't gather the footy and has to watch the ball sail over the boundary line and out for another throw-in.
Underrated performance by Anderson today. He's been good on that half-back line for the Bullants.
Yeah, he's a very good tagger. He's renowned for tagging.
Tasted a bit of dirt with a Toby Pinwell tackle earlier.
Good ruck contest once again. McLaren guides it down. Only man at home was Austin for the Bullants. He spilt the footy. Let McGrath in with a chance for the Borough. Clever handball off to Kane. Kane kicked in the direction of Bonadio. Couldn't take a grab. He was worn well by Austin. Handball now to Hartlett. Hartlett didn't know what to do. That kick looked awkward, but it was effective enough.
He's been good, Hartlett.
Found his teammate in Bentley who can stop.
So Bentley kicks it to a two-on-one contest and the one wins out. With his teammate there, Allard, falling over, and Yaron wasn't in the contest. So Dwyer spots up Kane on the half-forward line for the Borough. He spots up the Wombat. Tip-top Toby Pinwell. He's had a dirty day, like a few of his teammates. Can he get inside forward 50? DeLuca goes one way, and so does Bonadio. Looking for the smaller option there in Scaponi, but coming through and flying high, taking the good mark there for the Northern Bullants is Morgan. Big
just
M, small organ.
That one. Just the nothing.
He kicks it out to the half-back line finds Allard, who goes long to a two-on-one contest. McLaren comes through. He's giving away the free kick. No. Hassett punches out in front of him. Baird runs onto the loose football. Bit of play on the outer side here by Port Melbourne. They've got some players on in the middle. They can't find him. And going high and taking the mark there was Hadley.
Hadley lays off the handball to Robinson. Robinson, up and under kick, long inside 50. Smith, the only man at home. He jumped up far too early. Ball went over the back of the pack to Jason Staddington. And there's just about the final nail in the Borough's coffin.
Yeah, he's an experienced player, isn't he, Jason Staddington? And good effort by him. But good movement overall from the centre-half back right up to the goals there by the Northern Bullants. And one thing that has impressed me today is what good sides do when they... A challenge, they survive the challenge and they go on to push through for it.
22 minutes gone in this final term. The Bullants are home. They're 16-8-104. Leading at Port Melbourne, 9-14-68.
Geez, Matthew Smith, what was he doing there?
Yep.
And Boundy coming
what
back onto
doing?
The ground.
What was he doing, Nick?
Oh, I don't know, Kane. I think he was just...
Didn't read the play.
But we'll just he shouldn't have been worried about the contest behind him because there was nobody behind him and he was still worried about the contest coming from behind.
Well, McLaren tried to win it out, but he couldn't do it. Hampson's done well. The hand pass towards McCorkle and also Anderson. Anderson ran through and picked it up. His hand pass was intercepted by Kane. Over the top now to Brewer. Dylan's there in support. Decides to use Pinwell by himself on centre wing. Bonadio breaks for him now on the lead. Bonadio, two against one. Is he marked? No. Play on to call.
Oh,
he flicks it out towards DeLuca. It's been picked up there.
Oh, no.
And that is a throw. Will that be 50 metres? It has missed Hartlett, but no. It was been returned by his teammates. So a small break in play here. Full hand, 16-8. Port Melbourne, 9-14. We've gone 20 minutes of the final quarter. His kick finds Anderson again. No, it's actually Allard, sorry. Well, coming out to meet that there on the lead is Bannister. Inboard now, finds his teammate there in Morgan. Morgan kicks it over to McCorkle. Not 15 metres, but the umpire paid it. Inside forward 50, McCorkle finds a teammate there on the lead in Sean Austin. And he'll be lining up for his first attempt on goal this afternoon. Sean Austin, one of the two Austins playing for the Northern Bulldogs this afternoon. Recruited from Greensboro. Out your way, Nico.
Yeah, I actually played my old team, Thomastown, last week. Gave him a good odd hiding.
And just to let you know, since we are in junk time, Billy Macheski is still on the Northern Bulldogs list.
He
just wears number 7, injured today.
Okay.
So in comes Sean Austin. Set sail for goal. The ball just fades late and through for one behind Bulland. 16-9, Port Melbourne 9-14. You're tuned in to Casey Radio 97.7 FM.
Yeah, a lot closer at the MCG. Bombers lead by 3 in the early stages of this final term.
3 points or 3 goals?
3 points.
Thank you.
Baird plays on out of defence. Gets the ball by hand to Dylan. In turn, goes handball to Brewer. Brewer coughs it up though. Woeful kick. Found the chest of Mitch Robinson of the Bulldogs.
There is no chance this is going in for a goal.
Hasn't this game just hit the boring status, hey?
Yes, yeah, Sparks really gone out of this one.
It's gone out since Bonadio cleaned up Yakabuchi.
Largely disinterested and just playing out time as we tick over 24 and a half minutes in this final term. Mitch Robinson with the ball in his hands.
Our feelings are the way Port Melbourne have played.
We'll need to kick the ball 55 metres. Comes in the young Taswegian, sets sail for goal with a long, long, absolute perler.
That gets my vote for goal of the day, Tristan.
Snag of the day there, Eddie's...
No chance. There's been better goals than that.
Now it's on in the commentary box. We've probably got some action
for the
day.
What about the goal over there in that pocket? By Pinwell.
We can debate
I'll
that
leave
later
you,
on.
Leave you to argue with that one later. Mitch Robinson has the 6 points to his name as the Bulldogs extend their lead. This one's well and truly over. If you'd like to be a part of our post-match review, the number on the VFL SMS talk line 0424 438 415. Bulldogs fans, have your say. Borough fans, you're disappointed. We'd like to hear from you too.
Hampson taps it down, and running through there was Hadley. Inside forward 50. Out position there was Bannister and taking the mark. Reading it better that time was Smith. His kick out towards Dylan, who marks in space out of side here at Cramer Street. Along the line to a two-on-one contest.
No, did that was Kobe in the push? Back. Oh, no.
He did. He had his hands in the back there of Hampson. And Hampson just tells him to give it back as quickly as you can. Inboard now looking for Robertson and Allard. They spoil each other. The ball spills out to John O'Mullins. He tried to get away from Mitch Robertson. He couldn't do it. There's the siren. Thankfully, he can go home. Final score here from Cramer Street, Northern Bulldogs 79-111 to Port Melbourne 9-14-68. A great performance by the Northern Bulldogs on Anzac Day, Saturday here at Cramer Street. Home victory against their arch rivals, the first time they've won since 2006. Big effort by David Teague and everyone involved at the Northern Bulldogs Football Club.